Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, my name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. I'm here as the host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. Now, I've got a special guest for you today, me, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. And I have to say right off the bat, this is a little bit stressful for me because of the assignment that I'm about to share with you. And also because it's so much easier, usually every week I get to interview the top healers in the world here on the Natural Healing Show. And I really love sharing the wonderful wisdom that they have about how to be healthy naturally. So let me give you a little background. So first of all, if you want to find out more about me, you can visit my two websites, CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, recently, Johan Ilgenfritz, the CEO and founder of UK Health Radio, gave all of us presenters a very interesting assignment. On May 7th, 2026, he's going to have a special Winspiration Day, and he asked each of us as presenters to put together a radio recording on the subject of consciousness, knowing full well that each of us will have a separate and unique viewpoint on consciousness. So the subject that I want to talk about today is how to align your will to God's will. So I'll say that again. I'm going to be sharing with you today about how to align your will to God's will. So as many of you know, I'm a medical intuitive healer, and I would not be able to do my work without my gift of claircognizance, which is the gift of psychic knowing. And I am very aware that this is an actual gift, just like when you have a birthday or a holiday and someone gives you a gift. So this is a gift that has been blessed to me that I am able to share with all of my clients all over the world. I have clients in six continents, but it's as a result of the spiritual work that I have done, and I'm well aware of that. So first of all, let's talk about why would you want to align your will with God's will? And I'm just sort of getting to the end, and then I'm going to explain to you how to do this. So when you align your will to God's will, you get your ego out of the way. And when you get your ego out of the way and set your intention to align your will with God's will, then you become a clear and perfect channel for your higher good and also for the higher good of everyone and everything around you. So you become a channel for clear consciousness and the healing power of God. And when that happens, then you are without interference and can be a great benefit to yourself and others. Now, I'm going to be talking about two primary sources. So you can say, you know, where did you come up with all this information? So my talk today about how to align your will with God's will is coming from two primary sources. The first is the work of Dr. David Hawkins. Dr. David Hawkins was a medical doctor. He's now deceased. He wrote many books, including my favorite book of all time, Power Versus Force, in which he described a scale of human consciousness, which I'm going to be talking about. He spent about 20 years developing the scale of consciousness. So that helps you understand where the process of anyone and everything. And also, I'm going to be talking about the Lord's Prayer. So I'm going to start my discussion with the Lord's Prayer and explaining to you why that is so incredibly powerful. Now, first of all, I am a Christian. I grew up in the Christian tradition. However, I respect all religious traditions. I have clients of all religious traditions, but every religious tradition understands this importance of aligning your will with God's will, of getting your ego out of the way, of listening to the divine, of asking for guidance. So the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So, over the 8 years that I've had the privilege of running the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I've interviewed some of the greatest healers of our time from all over the world. This work has empowered me and hopefully you as the listeners to learn at the feet of the great masters in natural healing. So I actually seek out individuals. Sometimes people, PR people reach out to me, but most of the time I'm actually searching to find people who have the clearest voice, the best information about natural healing in our society today. So recently, over the past few years, I interviewed the great sound healer John Beaulieu. And John Beaulieu has a system of healing using tuning forks. He's also the author of many wonderful works. And during my interview with John Beaulieu, a sound healer, we both described our personal practices of attuning ourselves to the divine. So this would be our personal practice of getting our ego out of the way, of setting our intention to be that clear and perfect channel for divine will. So in my case, what I do, and this is just my way, is I repeat the Lord's Prayer every morning. So I have a personal practice. I meditate, I pray. I have a group of people that I pray for regularly. I have a prayer list, and I also listen to my angels. But that Lord's Prayer is very, very important to me. Now, I have repeated the Lord's Prayer so many times during my lifetime, I can't even count. And also during the day, I may use the Lord's Prayer again as a personal attunement to find out how attuned I am to divine will. So when we repeat this prayer, whenever you say the Lord's Prayer, you are going into this energy field with people all over the world. Literally, millions of people all over the world are repeating that same prayer. And they're going into an energy field of perfect peace, perfect love, and perfect divine will. Now, when I say this prayer, and I'm human, and even though I've said this prayer many, many times, sometimes I stumble over the words or I forget what I'm saying. And if I stumble over the words, then I know that I'm not in alignment. And then I repeat that prayer until I can say the words and say the prayer from my own memory and my own voice through my own clear intention. And then when I can say the words with ease and grace, then I can feel and know and experience that I'm then in alignment with divine will. Now, there are many important intentions in this Lord's Prayer. And again, I'm not a doctor of divinity. I'm just a medical intuitive healer. What do I know? 33 years of experience in natural healing. When we say our Father who art in heaven, we're establishing a personal relationship with God. When we say, Hallowed be thy name, we're honoring the holiness and the divinity of God. When we say, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, we're acknowledging that there is a divine presence in all things and also a divine intelligence which orders all living beings. And when we say, Thy will be done, we're acknowledging that I personally may not know the best outcome. I may know, I may, as much experience as I have, 33 years experience in natural healing, author of 10 books, Phi Beta Kappa Brown University, and yet I have the humility to acknowledge I know nothing compared to the wisdom and power of God. So when I say, Thy will be done, I'm making a very deep soul agreement to allow the will of God to happen in my life and through me. Give us this day our daily bread. This is requesting daily sustenance. Forgive us our trespasses. This is an acknowledgement that I make mistakes. And forgive those who have made trespassed against me. This is an acknowledgement that I'm willing to let go of the resentment, of the judgment, of the hurt, of the anger when other people make mistakes in my life. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's acknowledging that, in fact, there is evil in the world, and I don't want to be part of it. So, by saying this Lord's Prayer to me, I'm using that as a vehicle, as a tool to align my will to God's will, to set my intention to serve God for the highest good, to set my intention to be a vessel for the healing power of God, to set my intention to get my own ego out of the way and to allow the divine presence to flow through me. Now, I want to move on to the work of Dr. David Hawkins. So, again, Dr. David Hawkins was a medical doctor. He is now deceased, and he was widely acknowledged during his lifetime to be an enlightened person. Now, he didn't start out as an enlightened person. Interestingly, he suffered from severe alcoholism. And it was his personal struggle with alcoholism that actually empowered him and drove him to do deep inner work. And so many of us, I think, suffer, whether it's suffering physically with a physical illness or mentally, emotionally with some sort of mental, emotional challenge or addiction. And yet, here was an individual who became enlightened after struggling with alcoholism. And it was his sincere desire to alleviate himself of this terrible burden that allowed him to achieve great spiritual growth. So I just point that out. So if you are suffering mentally or physically, remember that there was an individual who became enlightened. And it was this, as I often say to many of my healer friend clients, it was the sand that created the pearl. So if you're suffering, sometimes the suffering that you may have and maybe even currently experience may be driving you to do the deep inner work, to become a better person, to let go of what holds you back. So Dr. David Hawkins wrote a book called Power Versus Force, and he spent about 20 years developing a map of human consciousness, which I'm now going to explain to you. This map of human consciousness is available for free as a free download on one of my websites, Unlimited Energy Now. If you go to unlimitedenergynow.com, then go to media, then go to free downloads. It's item number 8, Dr. Hawkins' level of consciousness. And the estate of Dr. Hawkins is very protective of their intellectual material. So, a long time ago, they gave me permission to include the link so that you can download this for free. I also encourage you to read Dr. Hawkins' books. And I'm going to summarize this level of consciousness book. But if you want to understand more, I strongly encourage you to read the wonderful book, Power Versus Force, by Dr. David Hawkins. And you can read it, or you can listen to the audiobook. And in the audiobook, I believe he is actually reading it so you can hear his own voice. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. I am here today talking with you about how to align your will to God's will. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, host here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. And I'm here today talking with you about how to align your will with God's will. So let me go over now to the best of my personal ability and give you a summary of the map of consciousness. And this is, again, by Dr. David Hawkins. And you can read it in Power Versus Force at length, or you can download the chart for free at Unlimited Energy Now by going to Media, then Free Downloads, and item number 8, Dr. Hawkins' Level of Consciousness. All right, so first of all, he spent 20 years working on this. And everyone and everything has a level of consciousness. And the way I like to explain it is when you go to university, you have a GPA, your grade point average, and your grade point average is an average of how you did in all of the classes. So your level of consciousness is going to be a result of how you view God, how you view life, your emotion, and then also your personal process. And it's, again, so it's an average of all of these things. Now, in addition, as I explain these numbers, the difference is exponential. So it's not just points, it's exponential. So as you go up the ladder of human consciousness, you as an individual becomes much more powerful. Your work becomes more influential. You have a greater beneficial effect on everyone and everything around you. So this map of human consciousness goes from 0 to 1,000. All right. So I'm going to give you the highlights first. Now, when a level of consciousness is below 200, then Dr. Hawkins refers to this as not in integrity. So everything that's a level of consciousness below 200 is destructive to life. So these are going to be all our emergency emotions: shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire, anger, and even pride. Now, again, as a human being, we all experience all these emotions all the time. So again, the key is not to get stuck in these emotions. Now, once you hit 200, 200 is a major turning point. So everyone and everything that's above 200 is in integrity. Now, I want all my clients to be at 310. So what is 310? 310 is willingness. So when you're willing to get well, then I'll just say, you know, go to the light, take a left, go to the next light, take a right, and then you're there. When I have people who are not willing to get well, I will actually do deep healing work with them. And it's usually pretty complex, deep healing, to become willing to get well, because there's 25 different payoffs that keep people sick, fat, miserable, and stuck. So again, if you have been sick for a really long time, one of the things that you might want to do is receive a healing to be willing to get well, because there may be subconscious blocks that are holding you back. But people who are willing are very easy to deal with, because then you just give them information. You help them understand what's going on with their body or their mind or their soul. And then you empower them to move forward. Now, 400 is the level of reason. So 400 is the level of modern medical science. And as a medical intuitive healer, I have great respect for the medical profession. My brother, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, uncle, all medical doctors. I recently got two total hip replacement surgeries by a wonderful surgeon. So reason, logic has great power and benefit to our society. We reach another major turning point, which is love. The level of consciousness of love is 500. Now, most for real healers are in the 500s. And many of my clients come to me in the 500s. It's very interesting to work with people in the 500s, because it's almost like they exist in a different universe, different rules apply. And many people in the 500s, I tell them you do better with often you do better with energetic remedies rather than physical remedies. And in the 500s, we still have a body. As long as you're alive, you have a body, but different rules apply. Also in the 500s, which is quite interesting, as you raise your level of consciousness, you have to understand that you're going to benefit, but also this spiritual energy that you're developing is for the benefit of many others. And people in the 500s, they need to be teaching. I've published 10 books. I teach 6 to 9 yoga classes a week. I run the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. So in the 500s, we have to understand that this spiritual energy that you've developed is for the benefit of everybody around you. Now, 600 is another major turning point. I'm skipping ahead. So 540 is unconditional love. And Dr. Hawkins, I believe, says that only about 4% of the human population ever reaches the level of consciousness of unconditional love. And this can be quite challenging, because we have to love people even when we don't like them. And I think it was Mother Teresa said that if you judge people, and I'm going to bungle her quote, but she says, when we judge people, you have no time to love them. And true healing exists in a frequency of love, in a frequency of unconditional love. And what I find with many of my clients, their biggest block to unconditional love is learning how to unconditionally love yourself. And this involves having a healthy relationship with your true authentic self, dropping the facades, dropping the personas that you've developed over the years, dropping old ideas that you've had about yourself, things that maybe you learned in your childhood. So dropping those old roles, learning to love who you are, learning to love your true authentic self. Now, it's 600 is enlightenment, and then we're going to be talking about these higher levels of consciousness. A level of consciousness of 1,000 is the level of consciousness of the great avatars of our society, Jesus and Buddha, and everything that's above 1,000, human beings, human consciousness cannot, human bodies cannot hold a level of consciousness over 1,000. So everything over 1,000 is going to be the angelic realm. So I have a good friend who's an angel intuitive. And so when we listen to our angels, when we call in angels as we're doing our healing work, we're calling in very, very, very powerful healing forces. Okay. So that's kind of a cheat sheet on the levels of consciousness. So I've talked about the Lord's Prayer and aligning my will with God's will. And then I talked about this level of consciousness chart. So again, as we move up this level of consciousness chart, our work becomes more powerful. Also, we become happier, right? We become, there's a very deep level of bliss and contentment that comes along as we raise our level of consciousness. So interestingly, as we go into the 500s, we develop what's called cities. Now, it sounds like cities like Atlanta. I live in Atlanta, New York, London, Hong Kong, Tokyo, etc. So cities, a good way to understand it is spiritual gifts. Cities are extraordinary supernatural powers or psychic abilities acquired through intense yogic meditation, discipline, and spiritual practice. These powers may range from clairvoyance and telepathy and so on. But again, one of my 10 books is called Unlimited Intuition Now. And in my book, Unlimited Intuition Now, which is available as paperback, ebook, or audiobook, I talk about the different psychic gifts. In my view, you are a soul. Your soul is always trying to communicate with you, and there's different ways your soul communicates with you. My primary soul gift is this gift of claircognizance, where I just know stuff. And sometimes people ask me, "Well, how do you know that?" And it's just, "Well, I just do." So it's a that gift. There's also clairvoyance, which is a gift of psychic vision. Clairaudience, which is where you hear divine messages, and clairsentience, which is where you feel the energy. And there's a great saying, trust the vibes, energy doesn't lie. Trust the vibes, energy doesn't lie. But so one of the benefits of moving yourself into a state of love, loving your life, loving who you are, loving your family, loving your community, practicing love as a spiritual practice is that as you move into the true 500s, you develop these cities, these spiritual gifts. So, again, which I talk about at great length in my book, Unlimited Intuition Now. So, we have to understand that intuition is a spiritual gift and it comes naturally to us. As we move into a state of being in love with our life and with everyone and everything. Now, my second book is called What is Healing? Awaken Your Intuitive Gifts for Health and Happiness. And I remember when I went to write that book, which is very interesting, I went to a writing workshop. And before I wrote that book, I remember I had only one thought, which is, that when you learn to love unconditionally, you know whatever it is that you need to know. So if you think about a mother, a mother who loves her child unconditionally will know exactly what that child needs, will know exactly how to be a good mother, what how to speak, how to be, how to act, how to support that child. So as we move into the state of unconditional love, we're naturally guided. And going back to Dr. Hawkins' scale of consciousness, as I read and studied Dr. Hawkins' work, I became aware of level of consciousness 750, right? So basically, once we reach 600, and again, very, very few people achieve that in our lifetimes. I certainly am not enlightened. I do not pretend to be enlightened. But 750 is from my reading of his work, one of the things that really struck me, he talked about when you align your will to God's will, You're basically aligning your will and your consciousness with a very, very high frequency. Now, according to of inestimable power. So according to Dr. Hawkins' map of consciousness, level 750 and above represents the level of enlightenment. So this state is characterized by profound spiritual awareness, permanent God realization, and a complete transcendence of the individual ego, often described as a state of perfect peace and oneness. And many, many authors talk about this feeling of oneness. So one of the biggest things about this level of 750 that we want to align ourselves with by aligning our will to God's will is that when you are put yourself in this field, or when you align yourself with this field of pure awareness, unshakable release, nonlinear reality, you have tremendous influence and tremendous power. So, putting it as simply as I can, love is more powerful than fear. Love is more powerful than fear. So, again, understanding how powerful this field is helps us to realize how important it is as healers, or as anyone who wants to make a big difference in the world, to set our intention. Okay, I'm going to set my ego out of the way. No matter how much I've studied, no matter how much I think I know, how much I think I've learned, when I'm going to do my work, I'm going to shut up and get out of the way and allow the divine to work through me. And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, and I'm talking to you today about how to align your will with God's will. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author, host here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. So I'm doing my best today, in my limited understanding so far, after 33 years of in natural healing, explaining to you how to align your will with God's will. I talked about the Lord's Prayer. I talked about how every time you repeat that prayer, you're literally putting yourself into a very, very powerful energy field. And I talked about the map of human consciousness and how, as we do our inner work, a really good way to say it is that you're dropping the interference. You're dropping the negative interference that has kept you from really listening and really being this divine channel that you can be. So now, to the best of my ability, I'm going to be talking about how to do this, how to align your will with God's will. And if I leave anything out, if I make any mistakes, which I'm sure I will, please forgive me. I'm doing my best out of my own limited understanding at this point. Okay, age 67, 33 years experience, author of 10 books. So how do we align our will to God's will? So there are several practices that I've learned throughout my many years. The first, again, as I said, is saying the Lord's Prayer. And as I mentioned, I repeat the Lord's Prayer like a mantra, definitely first thing in the morning, but often throughout the day. And I know that if I stumble over the words, somehow there's some kind of interference in my mind or body. And then I just repeat it until I can feel the energy and feel the words flowing through me with that sincere intention of thy will be done. Now, another thing that I do is when I'm doing my work, there's a very beautiful mantra that I repeat. If I'm doing energy healing, I may do this. The form of energy healing that I'm doing at the moment is called Unity Field Healing, and there's definitely prayers associated with that, beautiful prayers. And if I'm doing any kind of healing, I use the mantra, I invoke the light of the Christ within. I am a clear and perfect channel. Love and light are my guides. So let me go through that. I invoke the light of the Christ within. When I say I invoke the light of the Christ within, I am calling on the I am presence that's within me. So I'm a longtime yoga teacher, taught yoga for 32, 33 years now. And when we say namaste, that is an acknowledgement. I honor the divine in you, I honor the divine in me. And when I say I invoke the light of the Christ within, I'm calling on that Christ consciousness that is within me. Now, when I affirm I am a clear and perfect channel, I'm setting my intention to get everyone and everything out of the way, to release all negative interference so that I can allow healing energy to flow through me, to allow the healing love of God to flow through me, to allow the wisdom that that person needs to hear in this moment to flow through me. So I really set my intention to get everything out of the way, everything that I think I know, everything I think I've learned, right? Because no matter how much I think I know, it's literally a drop in the bucket compared to the wisdom, the knowledge, and the power of God. So when I say I'm a clear and perfect channel, I'm allowing that one energy, that healing energy, and profound wisdom to flow through me. And then when I affirm love and light are my guides, I'm calling on the love of God, the unconditional love of God, and the light of wisdom, of this spiritual wisdom to guide me in all that is. So that affirmation, again, that I affirm when I'm doing my healing work is I invoke the light of the Christ within. I'm a clear and perfect channel. Love and light are my guides. So I may say that silently. I may say that out loud. It's definitely part of my intention when I'm doing healing work. Now, the next thing that I frequently do that is very helpful for aligning my will with God's will is having a technique to get my shadow out of the way. Now, first of all, what is your shadow? Your shadow is the unintegrated aspect of your ego. Everybody has one. Everybody's ego wants to be right. I want to be right. I want to know everything. Even your shadow, your ego can be positive. It's like, I really want to help this person. I want to get the right answer to be helpful to this individual. But again, your ego is the little I, not that big, powerful presence that is oneness, that is God, that is the most powerful healing force in the universe. So, it's very helpful no matter what you do. If you're doing any kind of intuitive work, if you're doing any kind of healing work, or any kind of work where you're wanting to really be of great service to everyone, to have some kind of method to get your shadow out of the way. And in this broadcast, I'm summarizing work that I've written about, that I've written articles about, I've also made videos about, and I definitely made a video about how to get your shadow out of the way. Anyway, there's a very, very simple little energy healing technique, and I'm going to describe it and then I'm going to do it. It's so quick, it's so easy. You'll be like, really? This is so easy. But basically, and I'm going to take my glasses off to do it, on your left temple, next to the edge of your eyebrow, you draw a circle, and it doesn't matter which direction you draw the circle. It's in that soft spot right next to your left eyebrow and the soft part of your temple, and then you draw an X through it. And that is an energy healing technique that I learned from Dr. Adrian Bhabhapuyi, also no longer with us. He is deceased. He was the founder of TEK, Therapeutic Energy Kinesiology. And I had the great privilege of interviewing Dr. Adrian Bhabhapuyi here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio before he passed away. And one of the most important things that I learned from Dr. Adrian Bhabhapuyi is this very simple energy technique to clear your shadow, to get your shadow out of the way. And what he recommended that people do, he recommended everybody who studied healing with him to clear your shadow before you even walk into your healing room, right? But again, your shadow, that unintegrated aspect of your ego, again, wants to be right, doesn't want to make a mistake, wants to know it all, and can have many other unfortunate aspects, which we won't go into. But by getting your shadow out of the way, again, it's helping you to remove ego interference so that, again, you can allow the wisdom of God to flow through you. And the last technique that I frequently use when I'm wanting to align my will with God's will is I do a technique called source connection. Now, as I mentioned, I've written an article about source connection. I've also made a video of source connection. And it's a very, very detailed technique, too detailed really here to go into a discussion of it, but I'll summarize it. So I learned how to do a source connection when I was studying medical intuition. And of all the things that I learned when I was studying medical intuition, source connection was far and away the most important thing that I learned. In other words, everything else I learned really didn't even matter. But the most important thing was to learn how to connect every part of my being to God. Because when every part of you, your ego, your body, your mind, your soul, your spine, all of it, when every part of you is connected to God, then again, you can allow the healing energy to flow through you. You can align your will to God's will. You can allow the wisdom to come through you. You can allow the unconditional love to come through you. You can allow the power of healing force to come through you, right? So, source connection, and I'm going to describe it. There's a picture of the spine, and the spine is a metaphor for the doorway to collective consciousness. And then I have a list beginning with, I think, higher source to God. And I'll run my fingers across the list back and forth, and I'm looking for any places of negative interference. And if there's any negative interference, then I simply clear it with a burst of energy. So, again, summarizing how I align my will with God's will, I repeat the Lord's Prayer, and I really set my intention to thy will be done. Because so much of the time, I think I know what's right. I think I know what is best for me or best for another person. And when I have true humility, I can honestly admit I know nothing. I remember one time saying to a friend of mine, I just realized I don't know anything. And he said, congratulations, that is a sign of true spiritual growth. So when we acknowledge that there's a limit to how much I know, I was Phi Beta Kappa Brown. I published 10 books. I've run this radio show for 8 years. This is the second radio show that I've done. I practiced natural healing for 33 years, and I know nothing compared to the wisdom and the healing power of God. And so when I say, thy will be done, I'm really honoring the wisdom of God. I'm honoring the infinite power of God. I'm honoring that there is a greater good in the universe. And So the Lord's Prayer is a very important practice to me. And when I'm doing my healing work, I invoke the light of the Christ within. I'm a clear and perfect channel. Love and light are my guides. And when I say that with great sincerity, then I can allow my ego to get out of the way. And when necessary, I'll clear my shadow. Or if I recognize that I'm working with a client and they're in their shadow, I'll empower them to clear their shadow. And this basically just tells the shadow, shut up, go sit in the corner. Thanks for sharing. We don't need to hear from you right now. And we want to communicate with your soul. And we're going to listen to the soul wisdom of and your soul wisdom, and we're going to align your will to God's will. And then I'm going to do my source connection. And whenever just recently I was I have a friend who's very sincere in her practice of learning healing, and I was teaching her about medical intuition, and I showed her how to do the source connection. So in summary, we have to recognize that there is a wisdom of how there's a limit to how much I know. There's a wis limit to my knowledge. There's a limit to my power. But when I align my will with the will of God, then I can be a clear and perfect channel, and the healing love and light of God can flow through me. So if you are wanting to be a great healer or anyone of great influence and profound benefit to yourself, to your family, to the world, I encourage you in your own sincere way to align your will with God's will. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at catherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is available on Substack. I invoke the light of the Christ within. I am a clear and perfect channel. Love and light are my guides. It is my hope that this message has resonated with you. And when you align your will with God's will, then you are divinely guided. Then you are led to the people, places, and opportunities that do lead to your highest good and to your own healing. And when that happens, when you align your will with God's will, then you do heal yourself naturally. Thank you so much for li listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.